Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. One review says it's definitely one show online viewers won't want to miss. The show Wayne from the writers of the hit movie franchise Deadpool, an all-new YouTube Originals action comedy series about a teenage Dirty Harry, a gritty, sometimes bloody tale. 16-year-old Wayne sets out on a dirt bike with his 15-year-old crush Dell to take back the 1978 Pontiac Trans Am that was stolen from his father before he died. It's Wayne and Dell against the world. Wayne is played by actor-singer Mark McKenna, known for playing Eamon, a young musician in Sing Street. By the way, in real life, Mark's dad is a musician, also named Eamon. Also roles in Overlord and Kate and Alfie Redwater, born in Ireland. And Dell is played by Sierra Bravo, beginning her acting career at age 9 in local television commercials. Breakout roles Katie Knight on Nickelodeon's Big Time Rush, Fox's Second Chance, and Red Band Society. Other guest starring roles, Mark McKenna and Sierra Bravo, starring in the YouTube Originals action comedy series Wayne, available on YouTube Premium. And they join us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, great to be here, Rick.
This is such an exciting time, I'm sure, for you and for the audiences, because everybody's been watching the trailer now for several weeks, waiting to see the action. And right off the bat, we get to see Wayne. Talk about that confrontational scene. Mark, right in the beginning, we get to see this kid's got guts, and he's not going to back down from anything.
Yeah, the cold opening. I mean, the reasoning for that scene is explained later on in the episode. I'm sure I'm allowed to say this in the first episode, but Wayne's dad's nurse used to date the man whose windows Wayne was smashing, and then the man cheated on her. So this is Wayne's way of going out and getting revenge for his dad's nurse. And yeah, when Sean was a kid, when he was about like 8, 9, or 10, he saw a kid throw a rock at another kid, and then the kid and his friends just beat up this kid, and they got tired. They got up and they walked away, and then he got up and he threw another rock at them, and they beat him up again, but he just wasn't backing down, so.
No, that sort of sets the tone for the entire series. That's Sean Simmons, who's the creator and writer. What this loosely based on his life, his father was the original Wayne, I understand.
Yes, he was. I mean, Wayne's name comes from Sean Simmons' father. I don't know how similar they are as people, but they both come from the same part of town, so I think they both have that, like, that extremely tough nature, you know, not going to back down to any fight.
Yeah, it takes place Brockton, Massachusetts. You take off to go to Florida to get the stolen car. What is it about the car that gets Wayne so determined that he's got to go halfway across the country to get this car back?
Well, Wayne wants his car back because it's all he has left. It's his only connection to the world, really. His mom left when he was a kid. His dad has just passed away. He doesn't really have any friends, and he has no one to look after him, so he has nothing to lose, really. He can't pay for the house that he lived in with his dad. He doesn't want to become an orphan, so it's all he has left in the world, and he believes it's rightfully his, so he's going to go get it.
I love the scene when you approach Dell about having her go with you. You want to go to Florida with me. Why? Get my dad's car back. What for? Because he wanted me to have it. I need a bikini. Get on the bike. It really didn't take long to talk Dell into going with you. Sierra, talk about the character Dell and why she is so receptive to, here's my chance to get out of this town, and she jumps at the opportunity.
Oh, when you're a young girl growing up in Boston, Massachusetts, which is an extraordinarily tough town, and you come from a family like she did, which, you know, I'll be honest, isn't the kindest of families, when you see an opportunity to run and make your own life and figure out what else the world has to offer, find that love that doesn't exist in your world at the moment, you're going to take that opportunity. You're going to seize it. And Wayne was that. So as soon as he busted in through her bedroom door, you know, although a little bit tentative at first, she was going to grab her bikini and go. Nothing's going to stop her because there's nothing left in Boston for her.
You know, in playing the role, we see this brave young woman there, but behind that face, that facade, we see the insecurities of any 15-year-old. Talk about playing this character, because you do it so well.
Thank you so much. But that's what I love so much about Dell when I first read the script, is there was so much vulnerability behind this wall that she's put up. you know, her anger and her her strength comes from a very, very terrified, very honest, very vulnerable place. You know, she's a young girl that has just been knocked down time and time again, and not just, like, on her butt. I mean, she has been smashed in the face. So to see her stand up and time and time again, and then turn her life around, or just take it into her own hands, is extraordinarily inspiring.
With the series, there's this balance between drama and dark comedy. Mark, talk about the character Wayne. Edgy, awkward, but you don't overdo it. And I would think it'd be pretty easy maybe to oversell it. You don't do that. You've got a sort of a nuanced presentation with us. Talk about developing this character.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Wayne is he's a very socially awkward kid, and he's a very angry kid at the same time, but he's not in any way a bad kid, so it's just finding that balance, I suppose. I mean, when I was sent the audition tape thing, the description was that when he first talks to Dale, it's as if he's never spoken to a girl in his life. And I mean, when you discover new things, you're always going to be intrigued and interested, so why run away? And it was more kind of playing it of that side of intrigue and interest and infatuation, rather than, like, he's not stupid, he's not dumb, like, he knows she's another human being, he just doesn't know how to act around her. And it was kind of going about it in a way of, he doesn't really know how to act in social interactions, he doesn't really know how to act around girls, he doesn't really know how to act in any situation at all. So I kind of had that kind of freedom to just kind of make him any way I wanted him to be, as long as he wasn't like some hermit guy.
Yeah, we see those flaws, and we're really drawn into the very relatable characters. Got about a minute left. We've talked about the action, and in the trailer we see all of the action. This really ends up being a coming-of-age story, a relationship story, and we see how that evolves between the two of you, don't we?
We do. I mean, the action definitely draws you in, but I think you stay because of the heart and the honesty that the show really holds. Like we've said before, these characters come from a very real place. They're three-dimensional, very real human beings, which gives the show a very special quality. So it's a good balance between that action, which sort of lifts you up, but then these honest, real struggles that these characters are going through that ground the show almost immediately after.
Been described as a perfect series to binge any day of the week. Wayne, from the writers of the hit movie franchise Deadpool, and all new YouTube's original action comedy series, Wayne. You'll find it YouTube Premium, the website. Just go to youtube.com/premium. You'll get all the information. With us, the stars of Wayne, Mark McKenna and Sierra Bravo. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.